Welcome to the Unscripted Podcast. I'm your host, Anna Hutchcroft, photographer, copywriter, and educational content creator. Join me while I sit down with talented photographers, savvy entrepreneurs, and inspiring educators from the Unscripted community. Each week, I pick their brains and invite them to share real-life advice so you can learn everything you need to know to grow your dream business. Tune in for conversations about harnessing your creativity, connecting to your clients, building your confidence as a photographer, and so much more. No matter where you are on your photography journey, this is the podcast for you. If you want to celebrate all stories, take photos that matter, and feel empowered in your craft, don't go anywhere. Let's get right into it. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Unscripted Podcast for Photographers. Today, we are diving deep into the world of grad photography with the amazing Megan Gibson. She's a grad photographer, an elopement photographer, and she also happens to be a valued Unscripted team member. Now, graduation season is upon us, and we are seeing so many amazing grad photographers out there ready to capture those momentous "I did it" moments. But for aspiring photographers, breaking into the grad scene can feel daunting. And with Megan being on the team, we thought, why not get her on the show? Throughout this interview, we'll be unlocking her secrets to capturing stunning grad photos, from creative posing tips to navigating client expectations. Whether you're a seasoned photographer looking to refine your grad portfolio or a complete newbie eager to learn the ropes, Megan's insights are pure gold. So listen up, settle in, and get ready to step up your grad photography game. Megan, it's so awesome having you on the show. This is actually the first time that we've sort of published an interview with one of our actual Unscripted team members. So I'm really excited to have you on. Can you just start by telling us a little bit about yourself and what your role is at Unscripted?
Yeah, so I'm Megan. I'm an elopement and seniors photographer based in Utah. I grew up in Oregon, and it's just been a really fun time being able to work with couples and seniors. I started my whole journey with seniors, and I've switched more into elopements, but I've worked with Unscripted as like their Facebook admin, customer support for, oh my gosh, I think it's been almost 4 years. I think it'll be four in August, which is crazy.
Crazy.
Time flies when you're having fun. But yeah, if you are in the Facebook group and popping in some questions, I might be the one approving it. Or if you're in the support chat getting some help, you might be talking to me.
Yeah, people have probably already spoken to you. You're like, oh, yeah, I'm just putting a voice to a name.
Oh, yeah. If you get like a cowboy hat emoji that's smiling, that's probably me. I use that emoji all the time.
I love that as a tell for you. That's so good.
Yes. Maybe I'll start using that more often in support. And if they see it, then they'll know that they're talking to Megan.
It's like a little giddy up.
Yeah.
How do you find that, like, working at Unscripted, you know, you're balancing your elopement and seniors photography, and you're doing a lot of your own sort of work, and you've got your own brand, and you're very much out there in the photography world. But how do you find that, like, working at Unscripted sort of complements your photography business?
Well, it's been really nice to be a part of a team, and like a very strong female-led team over the last few years. I think doing photos is a very isolating business sometimes. And even though y'all are on the other side of the world, I still get to hang out with you and talk to people and make those connections. But I honestly have loved being in the Facebook group. I feel like I have learned so much.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Just from like, I mean, I started by just being a member, and then you guys posted a few years ago saying you needed some help with admin tasks, just like based in the States. So like when you guys were asleep, like someone would still be kind of online and making sure like no one was trying to like start a fight with somebody else. So I started as a member, and I've learned so much about photos like through Facebook groups. Like that's kind of how I started, was just joining as many as I could and learning about it. So working for Unscripted and constantly being in the Facebook group and like really seeing everybody's like wins, their struggles. Like I know exactly what I should be putting in contracts now and how to respond to like awkward client emails and all of that stuff. So I feel like the group is so beneficial in that way. I feel like I've lived like 10 more business lives than I already have just because of everyone else's experiences.
Oh my God. It's so true. I feel like every time I get in there, I'm like, oh my God, like they're like comparing and contrasting the difference between two camera bodies, or like workshopping like this really difficult email from a client and like giving each other. And it's just like, it's cool. It's really cool to have like a community of people where everyone's kind of geeking out around the same thing. And like, you can kind of just jump in and ask questions. And yeah, every time I go on there, I learn so much as well.
Yeah. And everyone's really nice too. I mean, I am in charge of kicking people out that aren't, or I'm making sure they can't speak anymore in the group for a bit if they say something mean. But everyone is, for them, like always supportive. And whether you're a new photographer or a seasoned photographer, there's like always room to learn. And that group has like such amazing content and questions that come through every day. Like I said, I feel like I have learned so much just from being in the group that like I've grown so much as a photographer just because of being in Facebook groups, which is awesome.
You said you kind of got your start with seniors photography, and part of the reason that like we guys wanted to get you or part of the reason that we wanted to get you on this podcast today was because we really wanted to pick your brain about like what you love about this particular type of photography. But being in Australia, we've had so many discussions about the difference between grad sessions and senior sessions. Could you just clear that up for us? Like, what's the difference? Like, let's just define the two and then like get into a little bit more about like how you sort of structure your sessions and what you love about it.
For sure. So senior sessions, I feel like, are more common amongst high schoolers. Usually you would do like your senior photos in the summer or the fall, and you use them for like your yearbook. So usually you take a bunch of photos and it's maybe like a really cool place that you like, and you're dressed up really nice and maybe like a dress or just something more formal. And then typically you have like a close up photo and you submit that to your yearbook, because those are usually due in like November, December. And then when grad season comes around, so when you get your cap and gown, usually like April, May-ish, a lot of people like to get photos in their regalia just because it's like such a important outfit that you wear.
Special.
You only wear once.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of like someone's wedding dress, right? Like, you've worked really hard to get to where you are education wise, but you only get to wear it once. So taking photos of that and capturing it, I think, is so important. And then also just like a lot of hard work goes into getting your education. I would say that grad photos are popular amongst high schoolers, but they're also a lot more common in college grads as well. So once you graduate from university, that's usually when you get your grad photos taken. Throughout like college, university, you don't usually get the typical senior photos done because you don't have a yearbook, right? So a lot of like you dressed up in your regalia goes into like graduation announcements, and you mail those out to your friends and family, and usually they mail you money in return. So
score.
I like to say that I think it's really important to have nice photos, and people pay attention to that, and they'll give you some money, which everyone likes money. Especially with student loans.
Oh my God. Yeah. Students need it. What a great tradition. Okay. So in my head, I thought grad was more college, but grad is also high school.
I usually define like grad sessions when you're in your regalia, like when you have your cap and gown, like that's what I would say like a grad session is, versus a senior session is you looking all cute and like celebrating this next chapter of your life before you go off into adulthood.
Gotcha.
When I graduated high school, I had my senior photos done, and then I got my cap and gown in the spring, took some more photos with my friends in those, and that was really special to kind of hang out with my childhood friends before we all went off to school. And then I graduated from university ago, and I had my cap and gown photos done again for all of my grad announcements to go out to my family and friends.
So was it pretty easy transition for you as a photographer to go from taking senior photos to grad photos?
Oh, yeah. I think it's like posing wise and prompting, and like even your questionnaire is very similar. It's kind of just like the purpose of the photos, like in the outfits that you wear, I feel like are the big difference between the two.
I would say like, you know, you do a lot of elopements and couples work now, but like, I feel like the fact that you kind of cut your teeth on seniors photography is like, I don't know. Sometimes I think that posing one person is actually quite a lot harder than posing two. How do you Yes. approach like just like one person like standing in?
Yeah.
Like, how, you know, like they're like, what do I do with my hands? Like, how do I stand? What's normal way to walk? Like, I don't know how to do this.
There is definitely a reason why I feel like I gravitated towards couples and elopements. It is because it's so easier. So in my opinion, so much easier to kind of play off someone else's energy that you already know, that you have this really deep connection with. When you show up to your senior session and it's just like some random girl with a camera and you just get to stand there, like that's so awkward. And I understand, like, I think as photographers, we've all been on the other side of the camera by ourselves. And even though we do this for a living, we still like get stiff and we just don't know what to do.
Yeah.
And like, we kind of like shut down a little bit. So I think it's really important for us to get on the other side of the camera and experience that and just kind of know how to combat it.
Yeah, totally.
But questionnaires, I feel like, help so much. And most of my sessions aren't like stiff, I guess. Like, I don't try to zoom through pictures. I really just like to have a conversation with them. I think that helps your senior really warm up to you as well. They just kind of get to know you. You laugh a bit. You get to know about what their plans are in the future and what they studied and what their favorite school subjects were. And it just kind of eases the tension a bit, like having those conversations. And then you can kind of go into like, okay, I'm going to do some close-ups of you now and get some smiling, get some of them like kind of looking away. I think it's awesome to try to like change up how you shoot too and shooting more creatively. So like trying something different with light. I think we all gravitate towards, you know, golden hour backlight, like obviously gorgeous. But I've taken some really fun photos that were like direct light or just some more artistic ones. Or I've bought prisms or brought like plastic wrap to sessions and just see how like it turns out. And usually they're down to try something new. And I think it makes their photos look more unique and it's just something fun. You're usually going to get some really fun results. And there's also been times that I'm trying something and it looks like shit. And I'm like, cool, we're going to change this up because this did not work. And you usually just laugh it off and keep going.
Yeah. And I imagine too that there's like something kind of humanizing about that when your photographer is like, just like willing to experiment and have a play and be spontaneous. And like you, as the person in front of the camera, might be a little bit more willing to experiment and be playful too. Like if that's the energy that your photographer is bringing, then like, I feel like it would make sense if you as like the person in front of the camera would be more willing to like, I don't know, just be silly.
Yeah. And just down to try something. I mean, it doesn't hurt to ask like, hey, can we like try doing this? And they're like, actually, I don't feel like walking like 300 yards away. And you're like, that's totally fair. Like, let's try something else. And if you're getting to a point where you're blanking, that's why we're here at Unscripted, is for all the prompts and poses, which is so awesome. And I love, like, I think a lot of people, especially like being in the Facebook group, a common question I'm seeing is like, take your phone out and like look through things. Like, do you look like you're not in the moment? Like that you're just kind of scrolling your phone. And I feel like that's a very valid concern, but I have used Scripted for years and like have gone to hundreds of sessions where sometimes like as a photographer, you're a little bit nervous, especially with one person, to be like, what do I do to like keep this shoot going? And like, I'm such a type A that I get like stressed that I'm not going to be perfect at something. So I love using Unscripted and like pulling out my phone. And I usually like look at them and be like, hey, like I saved some poses that I think you might like. Do you want to like look through them and see if there's any that stand out to you? And that's like a good way to get a conversation going. They can look at the poses and go like, oh my God, that's so cute. We should totally try that. And yeah, it just creates that interaction still. And I had like no awkward moments. Like I haven't had people look at me and go, wow, like your job is to pose us and you need help for that. Like, I think that's where a lot of people's fear comes when like pulling out Unscripted during their shoot. But like all the shoots that I've done, I've pulled out my phone. I'm like, hey, come over here. Like, let's look through some and like, you can tell me like what speaks to you.
Yeah, and totally. And it gives them like a bit of a sense of like what it's meant to look like too, and how nice it can look in a photo instead of you kind of as a photographer trying to communicate like, all right, bend your elbow at like a 45 degree angle and like put your hand in your pocket and then like turn slightly so that your hip, you know, it's like it just takes all the legwork out of it where you're just like, oh, hey, do you want to try this one? And they're like, oh, yeah. And then they can kind of see what it's meant to look like and get excited about what the end result could look like too.
Yeah. And then I love, like, they have all the poses. We have all the, I'm saying they, I'm like, we, I'm a part of this. We have all the poses, but then there's also prompts. So I'm a much more like candid storytelling photographer. Like, you're not going to show up to a shoot with me and then like be told exactly how your hand should go like on your body, unless it's looking really weird and like, okay, like I need to help you with this. But like diving into those prompts as well, like you can get a bunch of really interesting fun results, like, and you're not copying a photo or setting someone up to like think that this picture is going to look exactly like the one that you showed them, I guess. So sometimes like leaning into the prompts, I think, is a really good place to start as well. And like Unscripted has a lot of different, it's not like the same old, same old. I think like we're so shooting like femme presenting people. So like if you're shooting a male senior session or someone that's non-binary and they're not in like a pretty summer dress and you can't have them twirl, then there's so many options on Unscripted to like just kind of come up with some different posing that's like not the same, you know, you have to be in a dress that movement or anything. So yeah, I think we all kind of freak out sometimes when it's not how we picture it going. Like if they're not in a cute dress and you're like, oh shit, how do I work with this outfit?
Yeah.
So having and it's like that resource is so nice.
Totally. And like lots of different kind of like, I don't know, I feel like there are a lot of options for like sitting, standing, like walking, like poses that like people can feel comfortable in no matter what kind of body they're living into, which kind of feels nice.
And there's also ones for like friends. Like if they bring their friends along, like there's, which I think is so fun to like bring your friends with you to your grad shoot. I did that when I was in high school. And again, like having multiple people, it's easy to like play off each other's energy and just like laugh because you guys laugh together all the time because you're besties. And so yeah, bringing friends is nice, but then it also has prompts and poses to do like with friends as well, which is super sweet.
Okay, so that's kind of like the process for like when you're on a photo shoot, but like, are there things that you do before the shoot to sort of make your client feel prepared or like confident, or like what goes into kind of pre-production? Like, do you meet people before the shoot or FaceTime or Zoom, or like, how do you make yourself available to them? Like, what's your kind of workflow around that?
Yeah, so after they sign their contract and pay the retainer, I do like getting on calls with people if they're up to it, or like just grabbing a coffee or something. Usually seniors are local and we can just kind of talk about like their dream shoot, like what are things that they like to do and like how can we incorporate that? Like if they're a musician, like can you bring your guitar, or just something that like really leans into like what they're interested in at the moment. Like photos are so fun because it's just like a moment of time that gets to live on forever. Like I was really into some stuff in high school that I'm not into now, but they were in my senior photos and it's just looked back on. But I think the important thing to remember is if they are a minor, to be getting parent or guardian consent, and that should be signed off in the contract. I'm no lawyer, like I can't give legal advice, but it is important to make sure that their parent or guardian is like aware that they're being photographed, especially because we use a lot of our pictures online and like for marketing purposes.
Of course, just making sure. I never would have thought of that. That's so, that's a really good point.
And there's some people and some parents that are like very much like, I do not want my kid to be posted online, and being able to respect those boundaries as well is something that you might be changing up in your contract versus like, if you were going to do a different shoot, like a couple session or something. Sometimes being a minor is tricky to get around. So
yeah, that's such a good point. Yeah.
You definitely want to be careful there. And then sometimes they're 18 in high school, and then I believe at that point they're good. They don't need a parent or guardian consent. But again, I would definitely just like go to like someone that actually knows things about laws. Yeah. Or like a lawyer, attorney, to like give you exact information about like where you're living and all of that. Just want to be clear. I'm like, I do not know things. Anyway, so yeah, usually you get your parent consent, and I like to send out a longer questionnaire just to kind of get to know them if we're not like meeting up, and just kind of like what their dream senior session looks like, what they like to do for fun, if they're in high school or college, like what their plans are next year. And it really helps me just get to know them and like gives me things to talk about during their shoot as well, which is super nice. I usually like sit in my car beforehand and like skim through everything and make sure that I like kind of remember who the person is and what they like to do and their vision for things. I like putting together like Pinterest boards for like general vibes. Like it doesn't necessarily have to be poses, but just like, these are outfits that I like. These are like shots that I really like and locations, and that's really helpful. But I also send out a bunch of guides to my seniors. So one of them is a location guide. Since I'm based in Utah, most of it is just like local in Salt Lake. And I'm like, these are my favorite spots up this canyon.
Awesome.
And you can shoot like around the Salt Lake, how far it takes to get there, and just like a bunch of information about the locations. There's not usually any permits that you need like around the area unless you're going into a state park. But there's information about permits and stuff on there as well. It's a pretty extensive location guide with images so they can kind of see like where maybe they want to do their pictures. And then I also send over like a photo shoot prep guide. So we talk a bit about posing and like, yes, I get it's going to be kind of awkward, but I'm here to help you through it. Like that's part of my job, is to make sure you're feeling comfortable. And I always like to talk about how it's not just like a, you know, I'm not just like taking pictures the whole time. Like I hang out, I talk with you, like we're laughing about things, I make jokes. Like it's just more of a conversation. If I see something I really like, I'll tell you. If I see something that looks kind of funky, I'll tell you. Like,
yeah, it's kind of like a what to expect kind of situation. So like people who are going into the photo shoot, which like most people, you know, or a lot of like seniors and grads, like it might be one of the first photo shoots they're ever kind of really in. So it's like always handy to sort of set the stage and let them know like how it's going to go. And yeah, I don't know, like taking charge in a way also makes people feel like safe and like cared for. So you're like just stepping into your sort of power as a photographer, and in turn, like they'll feel a lot more comfortable.
Yeah. I mean, especially like if they're 17 and a senior in high school, maybe their only experience in front of a professional camera was like family photos a few years ago. So it is like really stressful, I think, to be 17. You have all this homework going on. You're applying for schools. You might be moving to a different state. Like, so just kind of having those fun conversations, getting excited with them, showing up with a really good attitude and just being like really excited for them. But I guess on the flip side, like I like sending these questionnaires and asking like, what are you doing next year in case they're not going to school? Like, I'm just kind of like hanging out and maybe like working the same job I was working. It's like, cool. Maybe that's a topic that I avoid.
Yes, totally. That's such a good point. Okay. So what are some other like must-have questions that you might include in your sort of questionnaire or like initial conversations?
I like to ask if they've done a photo shoot before, or just like if they like going out and taking photos with their friends. I've had a lot of seniors that like just one of their pastimes is going on drives with their friends up and like just taking photos on their phone together. That's something I did when I was in high school, and it's just like a pastime that I had. So usually those guys are a lot more comfortable in front of cameras and stuff as well, because they're used to it and they're used to posing and like how they look. I like to show them the back of my camera and like how some pictures are turning out, because I think we all know like as young adults and teenagers, we're pretty self-conscious about how we look. So even if you think that they look great, sometimes it's nice for them to be like, oh, like my chin is looking weird. I should really like put my chin up a bit more. And I think that helps. And some people have like different opinions on it, which is fine. But I've noticed that it's like beneficial. People usually go, oh, I should change that. And like, it's, they like their photos a bit more because they were able to see what they looked like.
Totally. And I also think like a lot of seniors these days like are so used to like taking photos in themselves with their phones. Yeah. And so it's kind of a big deal to like have someone else taking photos of themselves. They don't get that like automatic feedback of like being able to see on their like selfie cam, like what they're actually looking like in real time. And so you kind of giving them like a bit of a like a peek like into like what it looks like on the back of your camera helps them like make the adjustments that they need to feel good in themselves.
For sure. Yeah. And I like asking if they have like a location in mind as well. There's some spots that like are really special to people. I know when I was a senior, I was moving. Like I grew up in Oregon. I'd lived there my entire life. And then in a few short months, I was moving to Utah, which was really scary as a 17-year-old, almost 18-year-old, to be making that big of a move. It's like an 11-hour drive to get back to my parents.
Yeah.
So it's scary.
Yeah.
But I also just wanted to remember like my hometown and like where I grew up and all the really fun things about it and my friends. So asking people about locations and how to make the photo shoot special, I think is such a great question to ask on your questionnaire. And letting people know, like, yeah, you can bring your friends, like, even for 15 minutes, like, they can come and join you. Or, like I said, I feel like grad photos and your regalia is really fun to do with friends. But it's just such a good way to, like, remember where you were at that point of your life. Like, you're about to embark on this really cool journey. And I just, like, I have so many fun emotions and fond memories of my senior sessions just because it was like that. Like I knew my life was changing and I got to like preserve these memories before I'm like about to start this huge new chapter of my life. And the same thing happened when I was graduating from college. It was like, I wasn't moving to a new place, but you know, like this huge chapter of my life had closed and I'm embarking on my next one. And that's so exciting. But I also just really want photos of like where I was right then and what I can look back on and just celebrating all my accomplishments. Like going through 13 years of school is a huge accomplishment. Like that's not easy.
Yeah.
Same thing when you're graduating from university. Like that's huge to like show up to your classes and pay for them and like put in the work and, you know, get your diploma. So I really like making sure that we can make the session special and like just really capture where they are at that moment. I know a lot of people, especially grad sessions, they're just like, yeah, I just want a few photos like in front of this building on campus. But I think it's so important to, you know, add more value into it. When I pitch these things to my grads, I'm like, you know, you spent so much time in Utah. A lot of people don't stay in Utah. Like, let's start like up in the canyons and get some of these like really gorgeous mountains behind you. Like, remember your time in Utah and what you really liked about it before we go to campus and get photos of you on like campus where you had all these classes and created all these memories and, you know, just graduated from school. So I think that's really important.
Yeah. It's kind of like capturing that like coming of age, like rite of passage that like people kind of go through these big moments in their lives.
Regardless of whether you photograph elopements, weddings, or family sessions, the juggling act that comes with running your own business can be a real struggle. There's a lot that falls on your shoulders, from marketing yourself, to managing your finances, to finding new ways to stay creatively inspired. Look, it's a lot to expect one person to do on their own. You should be able to grow a thriving photography business without losing sleep, time, or all your friends over it. Having empowered over 500,000 photographers worldwide to make money doing what they love, the Unscripted app for photographers takes the struggle out of what you do. Offering the world's most extensive collection of poses and prompts, lawyer-approved contracts, digital invoices, client questionnaires, beautifully designed galleries, and so much more, your only regret will be not getting on board earlier. Stop feeling disorganized, insecure, and awkward. book your ideal clients, and grow a thriving photography business today. Search Unscripted in your app store now and get $20 off lifetime access with our code UNSCRIPTEDPODCAST.
Before you sort of started using Unscripted, how did you typically plan your grad sessions in terms of like poses and prompts? Like, did you look up poses and prompts on the internet, or did you just kind of have some in your head, or like, how did you do all of that?
Honestly, I have been using Unscripted since I was a baby photographer. Like, I cannot remember a time before Unscripted. Like, shameless plug, but literally I was like stressing about shooting in RAW for the first time. And I remember like having this Unscripted app in my hand and like saving poses in case everything went to shit because I started shooting in RAW for some reason. So I would assume like baby photography was like on Pinterest a bit, or like, I think I was watching YouTube videos to see how people like posed people. Like, I was a senior model for a local photographer when I was in high school. So I think I took a lot of like things that I learned being on the other side of the camera and applied them to the people that were now in front of me. But yeah, honestly, like I've had Unscripted forever, probably throughout like my entire like business journey. I've like always been using Unscripted. It's so helpful.
What is it like? So I know the posing and prompting is probably like something that like a lot of people sort of download Unscripted for, yeah. But like, are there any other specific features that you find particularly valuable for like grad photography in particular?
Oh my gosh. I think like there's so many assets to Unscripted that it'd be hard to like narrow it down to just a few. But honestly, like having this education section of the app and like being able to listen to podcasts and like mistakes that other photographers have made and like their huge wins that they've made is so helpful. There's also all these editable Canva guides. So like what I was talking about with, you know, location guides and like session prep guides that I send to people, like Unscripted has those and you can edit them and change like the branding in it and change the copy in it really easily and just like send those out. I had Unscripted before it was a CRM. So it was really exciting when we're like, oh my gosh, like we have contracts and questionnaires and everything now.
So funny.
But now you can like attach those guides and attach poses within those emails and like be able to send that to your client and be like, hey, this is the vibe I'm thinking, like, let me know what you think. These are poses that I've like seen, like, do you resonate with these? Or just like to give them like something visual to kind of prep them with. And then also the sun tracker is so nice to be able to go like, okay, this is when golden hour is, so I should probably schedule my shoot like maybe 30 minutes before the sun sets. And perfect lighting. So there's so many aspects in Unscripted, just like beside the posing and prompts, that are so beneficial to like everyone's business. And just having everything right there and like seamlessly integrated is just such a win.
Like, it's so nice. It's so nice that it's just like something that's just like in your pocket. Like you can just like bust out on a shoot. But I feel like you touched on something really important there as well, of like kind of something that's maybe like lesser spoken about, where like you're sort of, you have this system for managing client expectations in the sense that like you kind of send some poses over before the shoot, you kind of have a chat with people about like what time, what the location is going to be like. And so you kind of work with your client to sort of co-create a shoot that's definitely something that like everyone's going to be obsessed with at the end of it, you know? Yeah. Like, I think that's such an important part of like a process where, you know, you're the photographer, it's important for you to take charge, but I feel like working with your clients to choose the right poses and prompts for their session is such a good tip for aspiring grad photographers especially.
Yeah. And I think another huge thing that I always think of is sometimes people don't know what they want until you show them something. Like I was saying,
totally.
Like these locations, like as far as like, we probably won't dive in too much into like pricing and packages and stuff, but just to like up your package from like a 30 minute session on campus to like, we're spending an hour and a half, you get paid more, they get more photos. But it's because you're really like romanticizing their photo shoot. Like me talking about going up into like the canyons of Utah to really remember like where I got to spend like the last 4 years of my life was so special to me. And then being able to go back to campus to like take those photos in the school that I was at for multiple years. Like once you can get on a call or like send that email to a client and like romanticize why they should spend more on you and like why grad photos are so important and more than just like a 10-minute mini session.
Yeah.
Like, so important to be able to do and also just make more money and create a better experience for these graduates as well.
Totally. And I think like especially creating a better experience because it's like, you know, when people book in grad photos, like I feel like sometimes it's just like they need a it's like they're ticking the box. It's like a thing that their parents want them to do so that like they can have a photo for their fridge. But like you kind of making them aware of all of the experiences that they could be having and like, you know, just inviting them on an adventure. I feel like it's like important to know how to communicate that to people without sounding like you're being super selly, you know?
Yeah. Definitely.
Like, yeah. What like sort of, I know that you sort of started with seniors photography and like kind of grad photography felt like a pretty natural evolution after that. But have you sort of pulled together or like learned any more specific skills or like areas of study that you focused on to consistently improve your grad portraiture? Like if you want to be, say, like you're speaking to maybe new photographers wanting to get into grad photography, what should they expect to have to like skill up to be able to do? And then like, what do they need to do to consistently like maintain a level of skill that is needed in this kind of photography?
Yeah. So relating to teenagers is hard. I
just, like have to be on TikTok all the time. Like,
Well, I'm like not even 24 and people still look at me and they're like, oh my God, you're like old. I'm like, I'm not old.
Like I'm like the same age as you. We are in the same age bracket. We're like we're all young adults.
Yeah. But especially like when they're 17, I mean, I think it's just important to remember that like we know that life is hard. And I guess we sit there and go like, oh, you think your life is so hard at 17. And I think it just like cut them some slack, you know, like they are 17. They're about to make this like huge life change. Usually the first time in their life, they're making this huge life change. So if they are like emotional about it, or maybe they're kind of being rude about stuff, I don't know. I haven't had anyone be rude to me, but they like don't want to get their photos taken or whatever. And their mom is forcing them to do it. Mm-hmm. Like, you just have to remember, like, they're going through a lot of stuff. And I don't think that we give teenagers enough credit for, like, everything that they have to do and, like, all their hormones and everything that they have to figure out.
Yeah, totally.
So, when I say, like, relating to teenagers, you don't need to be scrolling TikTok for, like, 20 hours a day. It might be helpful. I'm just kidding. But I just think it's just important to like give them some grace. I know they're going through a lot right now and they're excited, but they're also scared for this next chapter because maybe they've never had a big life change like the rest of us have. So I think that's an important thing to keep in mind. But I think like we've been saying, posing is hard and posing individuals is not an easy thing to do. And being able to keep them moving and keep thinking of fun things to do and not like freezing up after you do the same three poses all the time. Like continuing to like get creative, I think is the best bit of advice. And that's something that I'm always still working on, like weird angles or getting really far away shots where they're super small and the landscape is really big, or getting really close and just getting like details of their cap and gown and like figuring out how you can crop it. Or like I said, maybe like plastic wrap or just weird things that kind of get the sun looking different in your camera. Like getting creative on top of finding some new poses, I think is so helpful. And you're going to see a lot more variety in your work and they're going to get a lot more variety in their final gallery if you're really putting in the effort to getting creative. and mm-hmm. just find new angles. And it's not always all about posing. I could say walk to me like 7 times. And if I am 500 feet away once, if I'm on the ground a different time, if I'm like on a ladder a different time, like they're all going to look different, even though it's the same pose.
That's such a good point. Yeah, totally.
Yeah. And it is hard. Like, I think I've definitely been in situations where I'm like, wow, I said like this, like prompted the same thing 5 times during this session. But like I said, like moving to a different location or having them face lights, so they're directly lit instead of backlit. You just get so many different things and add so much more variety into their portfolio or their gallery. So just get creative, find different things to do, watch how other people shoot, work with other photographers, see what they do differently, scroll Instagram, save poses, like do what speaks to you as well.
I really like that kind of point about like the unique challenges of working with teenagers. Like, I feel like that's something that like a lot of photographers who want to get into like grad photography don't really think about. Like, you might be working with a demographic that's completely different from what you're used to. And so like the social cues might be different and like the culture might be a little bit different, but like having a bit of grace and kind of relating to the place of life that they're in, I think is like a really good bit of advice.
I think definitely keeping that in mind is a good thing. I'm not saying that if you're 30, you can't work with 17-year-olds because you're not going to understand them, but it's definitely, I think, thinking of everything that they're going through. And some people present at their photo shoot and they're so excited and so happy. And then other times, you know, like their mom just kind of dragged them and they're like, we need pictures for your announcement cards. And you got to figure out a way to make it less awkward. And just having those conversations, sending those questionnaires and just kind of figuring out like what they're doing in life and finding things to talk about. I think that's why I love sending out questionnaires so much too, is I just get to like figure out questions based on what they responded with to be like, oh, okay. I can ask them like, they were in marching band. I'm like, what instrument did you play in marching band? What competition did you go to? Where was your favorite place that you traveled for marching band?
Yeah.
Are you doing that in college? Like, you can think of like 7 other questions based on that one answer.
Totally.
And them getting to like open up and know you and see that you actually care about them and not just how the photos are turning out is also, I think, really important, especially for individuals.
That's such a good point. Okay. Can you tell us about a grad shoot when things went really wrong for you?
Oh my gosh.
Do you have any disaster shoot stories to share? Or any, maybe you, if you don't have any grad stories, then like any general.
I don't know if I've ever had a really bad session.
Wow. You're like one of the blessed few.
There's been a few that I'm like, wow, this is just annoying. But nothing that I'm like, wow, that went awful. Or I had to like redo a session or anything. I've never had to like give somebody a refund or like ask them to redo, like come back and redo photos because they didn't turn out. And I think part of that is because I've been so prepared. Like, I've been in the Facebook groups and I've seen everything that can go wrong. And I'm like, okay, so like, this is what I'm going to avoid. And I've like done the questionnaires, I've sent them, I've saved all the poses. I think like sometimes weather might be a factor. I mean, growing up in Oregon, it rains all the time and that's hard to navigate, especially if people have done their hair and their makeup and now it's like running down their face.
You just no one does like a rainy scene as gracefully as like whatever her name is that was in The Notebook. Like, I feel like I'm like, how is there no makeup running? Like, how is this?
Yeah. But I think like being prepared, and if you can reschedule, if it's like pouring down with rain, you can bring clear umbrellas, just keep them in the back of your car, bring some hand warmers, like just making this experience really fun and showing that you like actually care about the person, I think is so important, like in any shoot, not just seniors, but yeah.
So good. Clear umbrellas. That's such a good tip. Do you actually have clear umbrellas that you just keep in the back of your car?
Yes, it has saved my ass so many times.
Wow. Because it's actually really nice light when people, like, it's actually really beautiful for, like, people's skin tones and stuff, like, shooting, like, under a clear umbrella in the rain. But I just, That's so smart.
And it like kind of keeps their hair kind of nice. I don't know. They're not just getting like pelted with rain. The best part. But yeah. Like, being an elopement photographer, like weather is unpredictable. And like when you've hired all these vendors to show up for your day, it's hard to reschedule sometimes. So being prepared for all seasons is important. I don't think it's like as relevant with seniors. Like if you can reschedule them, like I usually try to for like a nicer day, being sunny most of the time. So I don't have to worry too much about rain, but I go back and forth between Utah and Oregon a lot.
Yeah. So I mean, I feel like Utah, you'd be pretty lucky. Yeah, exactly. Like Utah, you'd be pretty unlucky to like have shoots rained out over and over again. But in Oregon, it's just like, you just have to plan for that.
So yeah. And sometimes you can't reschedule because it's supposed to rain for like 3 weeks straight. Like that's what I remember about living in Oregon, was just like constant rain, especially like in the shoulder seasons and winter. So yeah, it's something to prep people for and like how you can help them out, and like having those clear umbrellas or carrying some hand warmers in the back of your car is definitely like a good move, and adding that quality to you and your packages. And I mean, that's like another thing that you're like, yeah, I can charge more for because I really take care of people. And
yeah,
it's something totally to help yourself with, I think.
That's such a good tip. And also it's kind of like when people have had a really good experience, there's like less pressure on you to deliver like the most amazing photos ever. And like, even though like the goal is to take really beautiful photos and that's really rewarding, like if you've given people a really amazing experience where they feel cared for, then like the actual end result, like, isn't as important.
And I think that's like what photos, and like that's really what my photo sessions are all about. That's what I strive for, is like, obviously I'm going to give you good photos at the end of this. Like that's what I want to do. That's my goal. But at the end of the day, like, I mean, especially shooting elopements, like this is your special day, and like it should be the best experience for you possible. And I think that goes with any session you do, is like you should have a really fun time. And it's just like a really good way to remember like the season of your life, whether you're getting engaged or you're a family photographer and you have like young kids that are going to grow like way too fast. Really providing that experience is, I think, the most important part. And when they look back at those photos, they're going to be like, oh yeah, I had a good time, like with my people or by myself or whatever it was. Totally. And the golden hour isn't always an option.
Yeah.
I think like learn that. Last month, I had these clients that wanted to, that eloped out on the salt flats, and it's February and it was raining sideways. And the salt wasn't really like its typical pretty self. It was kind of like mucky and sandy. And I went, oh my God, like they're poor shoes. So I like bought shoe covers from Lowe's and like gave it to them so they could like walk around and get to the spot they wanted to get to and not get their shoes all gross. And like, then, you know, they can take them off and I'll throw them behind me and we can take pictures, and then they can put them back on. So it's not like covered in like this gross, sandy, salty stuff.
Yeah. But which ruins like, shoes.
Yeah. But like thinking ahead and thinking of stuff like that on like how you can take care of your clients applies to any niche that you're in. Mm. And it's just such a good way to like add value and get those really good reviews and get referred to by other people and keep your business going. So thinking about how you take care of people and make it a really good experience, I think, is probably one of the most important things about being a photographer.
What do you think is the most rewarding thing about capturing memories for your grads?
I mean, I was a grad not too long ago, and I just remember being so excited and feeling so proud of myself for like getting to the spot. And I know that I did this all by myself. Like, I'm the one that showed up to class, that got these grades, that really put in the work and the energy and the money.
Oh God, yeah. So
I think being able to capture this moment for them and like celebrate with them, like buy them the bottle of champagne if they're over 21 in the States. Like,
yeah. You,
like, just celebrate with them, get excited, like show up with a good attitude, and like their wins are so awesome. And if you can celebrate that with them and just be there for them and know that you get to capture like that phase of their life. And they wanted you to be there to take photos of this really special and important moment to them. And one that they worked really hard for, I think, is such a rewarding experience. And it's my bread and butter. It's why I love doing it, to have people trust me with like their memories and their milestones, and know that the photos I take are the ones that are going to be looked back on with like really fond memories of that phase of their life and that milestone that they accomplished. I think it's such a cool feeling. It's so cool that we get to do that as photographers and artists, is, you know, really make that experience for them and be able to give them photos that they get to share, you know, when their kids graduate from college. Like, oh my gosh, your photos are so cute. Mine, like, it's so wild to me that, you know, in like 20, 30 years, maybe longer, like that's what's going to be happening with the photos that I took, is someone's kid gets to see them and like, oh, God, mom, you were so hot. Like, so,
yeah. I love that. Like, just kind of being part of the celebration, because it is such an exciting thing to be invited into and just like come with that like festive spirit and kind of be there and like celebrate them and remind them of like what they've sort of achieved. I feel like that's such an amazing time to be able to step into someone's lives.
Yeah. It's such an honoring experience to like be there for them. And yeah, celebrating is so much fun. And
yes,
have a great time, like hanging out with people and cheering them on and playing some music. And yeah, it's awesome.
Have you got a pretty busy grad season coming up? Like, by the time this episode airs, I think we'll be kind of like, yeah, at the beginning of it. What's your sort of grad season looking like this year?
Yeah, so I'm really close to the University of Utah, and I have a lot of connections with people that I went to school with since I'm a recent grad that have been reaching out, and I'm really excited to take their photos and celebrate with them and kind of revisit my alma mater, my campus. I have a small senior rep team this year, and they're getting their cap and gowns in pretty soon. So we're going to probably head up the canyon or head to their school and take some photos of them all dressed up. And they have some friends they're referring on to me. It's kind of weird. In Utah, they only do senior photos really in the spring. I don't think that they do yearbook photos. So like they're not allowed to do yearbook photos, which was a transition from me coming from like Oregon, where you would be doing like senior photos in August, September, and then grad photos in April and May, to like coming here. And I'm like, are you guys ready for your senior photos? And they're like, in 6 months. And I'm like, what? So it definitely differs from place to place. And that was something I was kind of surprised about. I didn't know that they waited until like April.
Yeah. Take their picture, interesting.
You live and you learn. but yeah, so hopefully a few of their friends are going to come out and hang out with me and go up the canyon or go to their school and take some photos. And yeah, I'm just excited to celebrate with everyone that's graduating this year. Class of 2024 is going to be so much fun.
Exciting. Thank you so much for joining me. I feel like this has been such a handy episode for a lot of people who like may want to start like dipping their toes in the world of grad photography, and also for people who like are already grad photographers but like don't really know. There are like some specific tips that I feel like you shared that were really helpful. It's been such a treat to have had Megan on the show. She's such a good part of our community. And in this episode, I hope you learned a lot about the difference between senior and grad photos, because I definitely did. But also, it was really amazing to dive into how Megan gets her clients comfortable during shoots and the importance of capturing the special time in their lives. Here are some key takeaways for all of you aspiring grad photographers out there. Consider using a questionnaire to get to know your clients and their vision for the shoot. Hot tip, prepare clients for the shoot by sending location guides and outfit recommendations. We have ready-made and editable guides in the Unscripted app that you can download today and customize so they're ready to send to your next clients. Use prompts and poses from resources like the Unscripted app to inspire creativity and overcome awkward moments. My super unbiased opinion is that Unscripted is a great resource for photographers of all experience levels. Megan is only one of over 500,000 photographers who have found it super useful in growing their businesses. Head over to unscriptedphotographers.com to explore our library of poses, prompts, and educational resources. Thanks again to Megan for joining us on the show. We'll see you all next time. This podcast was created on the unceded land of the Bundjalung people, and we pay our respects to elders past, emerging, and present.